We'll get beyond it.
Okay. Are we ready?
Are we ready
for fun?
Yeah.
I showed up for fun.
I want to welcome again musician Gary Mitchell. Welcome, Gary.
Thanks for having me.
You look like you're just so ready to play over
you
there.
You really do.
Did you bring your drum kit?
I did not bring my drum kit. I'm going to do a little beatboxing later on.
So okay. So do you want to talk a little bit or do you want to play? Are you itching to play?
I'll talk just a little bit.
Okay.
First of all, is the camera rolling?
Yes, it is.
See, I didn't know this was going to be a video interview. I'm like,
listen to him.
I'd have done my makeup, man. I had no idea.
You look lovely.
Well, thank you. You do as well. I've got a brand new CD that just came out about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations.
My friends and I, the Gary Mitchell Band, thank you. We had a CD release at Local 506, and it was incredible. Sold the place out. And
played fantastic.
Great shows. It was just great. So I guess I'm just here to talk about the new CD and to play the new CD for you guys live. You told me that I got to play three songs.
If you hurry up, you do.
Okay. Well, in that case, here's the first one. This song is called Last Ride, and this song goes out to my my friend Jack Carmichael, a very talented singer. He's singing with us at church this week. He likes this song a lot. So this is a song that was written about the first car that I ever owned that I unfortunately wrecked.
Aww.
Last Ride, right. Try to name a single place that we haven't been. Name a single thing we've done, I can tell you where and when. Try to name a single thing that I would trade you for. I've said so many things to you, so let me say one more. You will always be my one and only. I can't believe that we now have to say goodbye. It's time to set you free. You're gone but not forgotten, and this is how we say goodbye on our last ride. Running around every day just trying to get things done. Remember all the wars we fought, the battles that we've won. Looks like our time is up, we won't get any more. I've said so many things to you, so let me say one more. You will always be my one and only. I can't believe that we now have to say goodbye. It's time to set you free. You're gone but not forgotten, and this is how we say goodbye on our last ride. Yeah. Whoa, I have to say goodbye. It's time to set you free. You're gone but not forgotten, and this is how we say goodbye on our last ride. This is how we say goodbye, last ride. Last ride.
Nice.
I understand now why they took you away from percussion, because you can't sing like that when you're trying to do
and
all of that percussion.
Thank you. Glad you like
lovely.
It. So I didn't tell you guys, but I sort of made this radio show today a competition among my fans to try to get more people to tune in.
Oh,
so
nice.
I left it open to them. They could request which songs that they wanted to hear today.
Oh, okay.
I told them that the top request, I would give those folks a shout out on the show. So that last one went out to Jack Carmichael. This next one, can I play another one?
Yes, okay. Please do.
This next song is called Everybody Knows But You. I call this song my ode to cluelessness. And this is a song that's just sort of poking fun at all the things about ourselves that for some reason goes over our heads, but everybody that knows us well is like, duh, how do you not know that you
are
this person or have this problem or whatever. So it's all in good fun. This song goes out to a couple people. Number one is my friend Emma Lumley, who loves this song. She's just been a great fan and just a really good friend for many years. And also goes out to my friend Lindsay Dunbar. The lovely Lady Dunbar is her code name. So this is Everybody Knows But You. It's the first single off the new CD. You You think you're so smart, you always have the last word. I've tried, you still haven't heard me. I don't need your advice, I never did ask. So tell me how long this one-sided conversation can last. You start telling stories, and everybody just rolls their eyes. You don't get invited, and you somehow seem surprised. Everybody knows but you. I can't believe you haven't got a clue. Tell me, what's a guy supposed to do? It won't sink in, you won't let him. You really don't get it, say. You've been married 3 times, and you're working on your 4th. You say, oh, they just weren't the one, but this time he's so much more. But Mr. Wright bails out again, you're confused as you can be. Angry at the life you have, you say, why does this stuff always happen to me? Well, everybody knows but you, I guess you really didn't think this through. Tell me, what's a guy supposed to do? It won't sink in, you won't let him. You really don't get it, well, everybody knows but you. Everybody knows but you. But you keep swearing she's just a friend. You can't see she's trying hard to get in. But if you really think that she isn't chasing you down, then tell me why she always hanging around. Everybody knows but you. I can't believe you haven't got a clue. Tell me, what's a guy supposed to do? It won't sink in, you won't let it. You really don't get it. Well, everybody knows but you. I hate to tell you that it's sad but true. Tell me, what's a guy supposed to do? It won't sink in, you won't let it. You really don't get it. No, everybody knows but you. Say, everybody knows but you. It won't sink in, you won't let it. You really don't get it now.
Nice. There we go. All in good fun.
Very good.
Thank you.
Now, if people want to find your music and stuff, where do they go? What's your website address?
I'm glad you asked. My name is Gary Mitchell, and you can find me at Vision Rise Music. Vision like you see and rise like the sun. VisionRiseMusic.com. I've also got a Facebook page. You can just type in Gary Mitchell Music, and I'll pop up. The new album is called Go Forward, which is the last song I'm about to play right now. And it's available on iTunes and Spotify and Rhapsody and Amazon and all other stuff, places that you buy music at.
Now, you said you came to Chapel Hill to go to UNC. Where did you come here from?
I'm kind of an Air Force kid. So I came here from...
That explains your non-accent.
Thank you. I appreciate that. My parents live in Cary. My dad retired and went to work at NC State. And so I actually went to high school in Raleigh and just sort of came across the way and went to school here at UNC. And like I said, I've just been here ever since. I love Chapel Hill. I don't know where else I would go. And especially when the sun is shining,
yeah,
you can see the Carolina blue sky. It's a great place
there.
To be.
And so what, you play the drums and you play the guitar. What else do you play?
Is that piano and bass and percussion instruments. I play the harmonica. I play ukulele a little bit. a little bit. I do music. This is what I do for a living, and I'm very lucky.
So
and
are you one of those people that can pick up an instrument and just start playing it pretty much?
Well,
except
maybe.
The blowing. You tried to blow into
because I have a no. See if
oh
you can
gosh.
Play this.
Where did you get those bagpipes from? I can't play those. What are you doing?
Or the accordion.
Those things are hard. My drummer actually is taking a bagpipe class at NC State. So I do have a band. Because he's another one of those guys who just wants to learn how to play
everything
he can. But I do want to give a quick shout out to my band. I've got 3 fantastic musicians that play with me, Thomas Burrows, Lee Huggins, and Annalise Huggins. And we are all playing next Saturday, actually, Saturday morning at the Chapel Hill Farmers Market. It's 10 o'clock tonight.
Nice.
Free show. Come on out and support the farmers market and hopefully hear some good music.
What hours will you be there?
We're supposed to play from 10 10 a.m. to noon. So
awesome. Yeah. I'm always late, so you'll be there.
No, he said Chapel Hill, not Carver. Chapel Hill.
Oh, Chapel Hill.
He's crossed the line there.
Ooh, Chapel Hill. It's over at University Mall.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can cross that line.
We're pretty dedicated to Carver.
So is the name of your band the Gary Mitchell Band?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Well, let's hear your...
Absolutely. This is
third song. What'd you say the name of it is?
This song is called "Go Forward." This is the title track of the new CD, and this is the big one. This is the one that sort of defines us as a band. I wrote this song just to encourage people to know that they're not alone. Mm-hmm. You know, life is hard and life comes at you fast, and we all feel hurt and abandoned and all the things that life can do to you. And so I wrote this song just to help people know that, you know, you're not alone. Hopefully you've got people in your life that care about you. But I believe that there's a God that cares about us. I believe that there's somebody upstairs that really is like trying to help us and is actively trying to help us kind of clue in, you know. So this song is called "Go Forward." I got to give a couple of quick shout outs to people that love this song. An old friend of mine, Rachel Hanzak, loves this song. Bill Collette, my friend who goes to UNC, who does a lot of video work for me. My boy Benji Dagger and Messiah Tojo and Martha Huggins. She's our band mom. She's our bass player's mother, and she keeps us in stock with cookies and goodies and all kinds of stuff. Awesome. Gotta have it. This song is called "Go Forward."
You got 3 minutes.
I see your eyes, and I know it's not good right away. You don't have to lie, 'cause it's all written right there on your face. You say you give up, and you just don't know what to do. Well, sit down and relax, and let me tell you what I know is true. Want you to know that you are not alone. It's okay to cry and wonder why, but you're not on your own. Have faith that things won't always be this way. Keep moving forward, take a breath and take it day by day. Go forward, oh, let's go forward. Move forward, keep moving forward with me. You say you're scared and you feel like you've got no control. It's harder than you thought. It's so much worse than you were ever told. You've done all you can and you just can't take this anymore. I know how you feel, but let me tell you what I know for sure. Always remember that you're not alone. It's okay to cry and wonder why, but you're not on your own. Sometimes it takes a while to find your way. Keep moving forward, take a breath and take it day by day. Go forward, oh, let's go forward. Move forward, keep moving forward with me. Go forward, oh, let's go forward. Move forward, keep moving forward with me. Keep moving forward with me.
Beautiful. Thank you. Very nice. Now we've got, how much time do we have over there?
35 seconds.
So tell your website again.
Sure thing. My name's Gary Mitchell. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for my name. I've got a website that is Vision Rise Music. And you can find my new CD, which is called Go Forward, on iTunes and Rhapsody and, you know, Amazon and all that stuff. My band and I, the Gary Mitchell Band, will be playing next Saturday morning at the Chapel Hill Farmers Market at University Mall. We'll be there at 10 a.m., 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Don't show up at 10 at night.
Specify
there won't be
that, right?
Yeah. And, yeah, please look me up. Please look us up online. We'd love to get to know you, and we'd love to help you hear our music.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
For coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. Coming on. You sound great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks.
Awesome.
From Feature Story News in Washington and our bureaus around the world, this is FSN Reports.
I'm Kevin McAleese. On today's programme, just hours after Russian officials are slapped with sanctions, President Putin signs Crimea's future under Russian sovereignty.
The actual transition of Crimea may now take several months as the rules in that region need to be changed to adopt the Russian ruble, social benefits, tax requirements and other Russian legislation.
Also today, Turkey's Prime Minister attempts to turn the lights out on the nation's Twitter sphere. A former FBI aviation investigator gives us his take on the missing Malaysian airliner. And as the trial of Paralympic star Oscar Pistorius heads for a fourth week, we examine South Africa's gated community culture.
The first night I was in South Africa, the host of where I was staying, I got up to do what one does in the middle of the night and was attacked.
That's coming up on FSN Reports after our latest summary of the day's headlines.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Hume. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed into law the absorption of Crimea into the Russian Federation and amended the country's constitution. The EU and the US say the annexation of Crimea is illegal and have hit Moscow with sanctions over its actions in the region. Tom Barton is in Crimea. He says the area is already changing visibly.
I'm stood here outside the naval headquarters in Simferopol, the regional capital of Crimea, looking at a Russian armoured personnel carrier and soldiers on one gate, and an armoured car and more soldiers on the other. Around them are so-called self-defence battalions. Here, I've just witnessed them tear off some of the Ukrainian state symbols from the front of the base. Russian soldiers, although Moscow denies they're Russian soldiers still, took control of two Ukrainian ships in Sevastopol.
Meanwhile, the European Union and Ukraine have signed a political association agreement in Brussels. It allows for the opening up of trade links between the two sides. The agreement is key in formalising European solidarity with the interim government in Kiev. Turkey's president, Abdullah Gül, has challenged a ban of Twitter that was ordered by Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Thursday. The move to ban the microblog service has sparked public condemnation across the country. Mr. Gül, in his apparent evasion of the ban, took to Twitter saying the shutdown was unacceptable. Prime Minister Erdogan has vowed to wipe out the microblog after users posted documents pertaining to alleged corruption in his inner circle. Alexander Christie Miller is a Turkey-based journalist for The Times of London.
Internet users are very used to using software which allows them to bypass this. So you have a situation where even the president and members of the government are still tweeting despite this so-called ban. Having said that, I've spoken to some experts who believe that this is just the first step in what could be a far more comprehensive effort to control internet usage.
The first ever UK prosecutions over female genital mutilation have been announced by officials in London. The Crown Prosecution Service has charged a doctor and one other man with offences relating to FGM. Our UK correspondent Dan Whitehead reports.
The CPS says after looking at evidence from the Metropolitan Police, it will prosecute 31-year-old Dr. Danison Damascena from East London for an alleged offence while working at a hospital in the north of the capital back in 2012. Another man, Hassan Mohammed, has been charged with intentionally encouraging female genital mutilation. The charges have been brought under the FGM Act of 2003, with the charges carrying a maximum prison term of 14 years. Dan Whitehead, London.
From bureaus worldwide. This is FSN. A second day of searching for the missing Malaysian airliner MH370 has concluded without any debris sightings in the southern Indian Ocean. Australian officials